4:06. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday afternoon. We got a lot that we are dealing with. By the way, for the guy in the 304, what's that, West Virginia? I just can't believe that your Katz is saying this and saying that. Gang, I legitimately care about people. I really do. I care about human beings. And that includes inmates. Now, that may or may not make me a bad person. I don't think it does. But I just feel that somebody's got to stand up and talk about some stuff, right? I mean, obviously, you've got people who have been talking about the problems of the sheriff's office forever. Well, not forever. About 8 years. Just about 8 years. So I'm looking forward to it tomorrow morning. Jerm, do me a favor. Find out from Rich, or maybe I'll just text him. What time is the interview? I want to make sure that nobody misses it. I think we're all going to be listening quite closely. And as I said, we'll, you know, play back up a little bit if we have to. 833-804-1140. That's the James River Air text line. 833-804-1140. 804 says, Jeff, kudos to President Trump for renaming the Army bases, especially in Virginia. Fort Robert E. Lee. You just can't change history. I agree with you. So Fort Robert E. Lee is coming back. Fort A.P. Hill is coming back. And Fort Pickett is coming back. 7:35 tomorrow morning. Make sure you are tuned to Richmond's Morning News tomorrow morning. 7:35 is the interview that Rich Herrera will be conducting with Richmond City Sheriff Antoinette Irving. Do not miss it. Set an alarm if you have to. Take copious notes. Pay very, very close attention. All right, I did mention to you that Donald Trump completely and totally just obliterated Gavin Newsom in the world of information. So here's the story. Let me just share this to you. Share this with you, rather. Here's what Gavin Newsom said, and I quote, "There was no call, not even a voicemail. Americans should be alarmed that a president deploying Marines onto our streets doesn't even know who he's talking to." See, President Trump had said, after he was asked by a reporter if he had chatted, or when was the last time he had chatted with Gavin Newsom. Here's what the president says, quote, "A day ago, I called him to tell him you've got to do a better job. He's doing a bad job. He's causing a lot of death and a lot of potential death. If we didn't send out the National Guard and last night we gave him a little additional help, you would have Los Angeles would be burning right now." That's the exact word for word quote from President Trump. So upon hearing that, Gavin Newsom says president never called him at all. Quote, "There was no call, not even a voicemail. Americans should be alarmed that a president deploying Marines onto our streets doesn't even know who he's talking to," end quote. Well, the president was not happy about that. So the president took some screenshots off his phone and he sent them to John Roberts over at Fox News. Quote, "First call was not picked up. Second call, Gavin's picked up. We spoke for 16 minutes. I told him to get his ass in gear and stop the riots, which were out of control. More than anything else," the president said, "this shows what a liar he is. He said I never called. Here is the evidence." It is a screenshot of President Trump's phone logs that show one outgoing call for 2 seconds at 1:22 Saturday morning, and a second call for 16 minutes, 1 minute later at 1:23 a.m. Saturday. The contact person at the top is listed as Gavin Newsom.
Wow.
Wow. This should be a wake-up call. And I mean a real solid wake-up call. The depths to which the left will go to try and trash the president know absolutely, positively, no bounds. There is nothing, it seems, that they will not do. I don't know if Gavin Newsom is truly clueless. Could he really believe, in his heart of hearts, that a call from the President of the United States would not somehow be noted in some sort of record? I mean, Gavin, you guys impeached him over some phone call. Remember that? And then it was all about the records and who was in listening in on the call and who was allowed to listen on the call and why were they listening on the call and how long were they listening on the call. You do remember it. Well, maybe you don't. Maybe you don't because you claimed you never got called. So there's two calls, the first one not even answered by you. And the second one, you have a conversation with the president for 16 minutes.
Wow. Wow.
You want to take a listen to something that will remind you why PBS should be defunded immediately? Immediately. They hate President Trump. You know that. We've already figured that out. They are still pitching the Charlottesville nonsense that's been disproven over and over and over and over again as they attempt to continually trash President Trump. Let's take a listen. Now, oh, it is PBS. Hang on a second. Hold on. No, no, no. I owe you this. Hold on. Take a sip of your beverage so you don't spit it either at your windshield or at your computer screen. Okay, now, Germ, let's fire up cut number one.
The president has also embraced figures and symbols that perpetuate anti-Semitism in some cases, including he posted a meme on social media recently that features Pepe the Frog, a symbol of white supremacist movements. And the president previously dined with white supremacist Nick Fuentes, and his Bedminster club hosted Timothy Hale Cusinelli, who prosecutors called a Nazi sympathizer and who has a history of anti-Semitic rants. The president says that his attacks on universities, that his restrictions that he's placing on universities like Harvard are in the name of combating anti-Semitism. But does this track record show the opposite?
Well, actually, Laura, this is something that does go back to the first administration. The place where we saw this rapprochement between Trump and the violent far right, the first time we saw that was at Charlottesville, where a white supremacist attack happened on behalf of an overtly neo-Nazi cause with people who were there as overt neo-Nazis. And he, of course, said there were very fine people on both sides. Years later, he told the Proud Boys during a presidential debate to stand back and stand by. So President Trump has repeatedly, during his time in office, appealed to not just people who have what you might call far-right ideology or views, but even people who are willing to act out in violence on behalf of those views. What is less clear to me is whether President Trump shares these memes, these ideas deliberately, whether it's a dog whistle, whether it's unknown. But either way, it's clearly a message being sent to the far right, whether overt or covert, that they have a defender in the White House.
How come the Nazis get tagged as far right? Look, dude, Mr. Talking Guy on PBS, I was going to say you do know, but I guess maybe you don't know. The Nazis, the definition of the Nazis, National Socialists, they were left. They were fascists, but they were leftists. And just for the record, the stuff you're saying about President Trump and he said fine people on each side, how many times does that need to be disproven? How many times does it need to be debunked before even some chattering numbskull over at PBS says, ooh, maybe we shouldn't run with this one? I don't know. I guess it's like trying to figure out how many bites it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop. You know, it's just all sort of subject to some sort of interpretation. 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
We lost Brian Wilson. Man. From the Beach Boys. Well, he's 82 years old. Now, I'm kind of at the point, I don't know if you are, kind of at the point where I'm looking at ages going, ooh, that's not nearly as old as I used to think it was. But I'm also thinking, that's a pretty good run. You know, 82, ain't bad. Better than 72. Better than 62. So, and look at the legacy that he leaves behind. It's fascinating because the one connection I have to the Beach Boys is the guy that everybody's decided they don't like, it seems, right? Mike Love, they don't like him. But he's the guy that introduced me to meditation. It was last year up in Doswell, Meadow Event Park. Remember, he was on the show, and he doesn't really do radio. And I get it. I mean, he doesn't need to do radio. That's always the attitude. Ah, we're famous, and people are going to come and see us, and that's just the way it is. Okay, I do understand that. I really, really do. But he was happy to come on the air, and we had a great time. And then he said, hey, why don't you come by tonight? I said, well, I'm going to be at the show anyway. I've already got my tickets. I'm set for that. Yeah. He said, well, come backstage and hang out with us for a little bit. I said, okay. So I do. And the funniest thing for me was all he wanted to do was talk about current events and politics. And all I wanted to do was to learn more about meditation from him. Because he's been doing transcendental meditation since the 60s. And he did give me all the information I needed, and then I headed out to Powhatan. That's where we've got the Richmond Transcendental Meditation Center. And so I don't do it as much as I'm supposed to. And I don't know how people are able to do it each and every day, twice a day, which is the goal. I do it when I can, and then I forget to do it, and then sometimes I try and make up for it. But man, when I do it, it's really, really good stuff. Really is. I mean, it's just good mind clearing. I love it. Hey, John Reed's going to be with us at 4:35. John is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. The Democrats are going to have their nominee in just a couple of days. Let's see what he's getting ready for. 4:25, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Four:36, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. I'm only slightly distracted, which is an improvement for me. I got news for you. And no, the reason I am slightly distracted, I'm trying to keep up with Heidi's world travels. That's her flight to England. She's coming home tonight, unless she's decided to turn the whole thing upside down. No, here she is. Yeah, she's coming home, so that's good. So her flight, of course, is it doesn't get in till almost midnight, and then by the time you get your luggage, so it's going to be a late night. That's all I've got to say. And tomorrow, believe it or not, is the wrap up to our second session for the Inside Out Dad program at Pamunkey Regional Jail. I'm very fortunate to be one of the folks involved in that. I'm the lead instructor for Pamunkey, and we'll do our last class tomorrow. Then next week we'll have graduation, and I'm very excited about that. I really am. I'm happy to see some of these guys saying, yeah, I want to try and turn stuff around. But it just frosts me to no end to watch people, as an example, in Los Angeles, where there's complete and total lawlessness. And instead of everybody agreeing, this should not be Democrat or Republican. I'm just telling you, it shouldn't be conservative or liberal. Oh, my God. Everybody, I think, should say, yeah, you really shouldn't attack law enforcement officers. You really shouldn't set buildings on fire. You shouldn't set other people's cars on fire. But the left has doubled down on this. And you know what my fear is? That the Abigail Spanbergers of the world, the LeVar Stoneys of the world, the Virginia Democrats look at that and say, yeah, that could happen here in Virginia. We'd be cool with that. I think it's outrageous. Hey, you know, Virginia Democrats are going to be choosing their lieutenant governor nominee and their attorney general nominee. They've got their early voting going on. The final election day process is Tuesday. Now, we already know on our side of the aisle who the Republican nominees are. John Reed, who used to host our morning show, did a great job doing that. He is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. I'm happy that that he is joining us. John, thank you for being here, my friend.
I'm glad to be with you. I'm anticipating next Tuesday which radical will the Democrats choose to run against me, because they're all radicals, man. They're all crazy, and they all kind of staked out agreement with the horrible behavior of 2020.
Yep.
And I'm looking at their websites every day and their social media. You think they're standing up saying, oh, stop in L.A., please don't behave badly this Flag Day when the big parade is happening up in Northern Virginia? Heck no. They are being very quiet about it because, you know what? They're on the side of the rioters, and I'm going to make sure everybody knows it.
Well, one of your potential opponents, LeVar Stoney, of course, the former mayor of the city of Richmond, he had no problem at all with what happened a few years back in the city of Richmond. You remember that. He was all on board with that terrible activity.
That's another reason I can't believe he's running for lieutenant governor. I mean, he disqualified himself, in my view, with the way he handled night after night of rioting. And Jeff, you know, I try to be a fair guy. Mm-hmm. You and I both, we talked on the air and off the air back when the riots of 2020 were happening. And, you know, bad things happen. You get one night of radical wackos who go into the street and set things on fire. You know, I'm not going to blame the governor or the mayor if one night of bad stuff happens. But if it's night after night, week after week, and you're so impotent or scared to discipline your own people and say you have to obey the law, then why would we give someone like that a promotion to run the whole state into the ground and set the whole state on fire? I mean, that guy, you remember it. He did not show the leadership that I would expect from a Republican or a Democrat or an independent. All of us suffered in 2020. It didn't matter your political affiliation. Everybody suffered. And Richmond is poorer for it these days.
Absolutely. I mean, legitimately poorer. Tourism dollars that used to visit our community because of the monuments, as an example, that has all gone away. There are businesses that closed down as a result of those riots, thanks to LeVar Stoney, that never, ever reopened. Family businesses, families who had been there for 40 and 50 years, just destroyed in a couple of nights, thanks to him.
And a lot of them were minority-owned businesses. I mean, that was what was driving me crazy, is all these people walk through the streets when the sun is up and then maraud through the streets when the sun goes down, claiming that they're so concerned about black citizens. And the Democrats constantly tell you, oh, we're the ones looking after the poor people and the minorities. Heck, they were the ones that allowed those businesses to be looted and riot, you know, the riots to go against them and for them to really suffer. And, you know, I don't know, some of the people I know who live in the city have tons of money. They packed up and left the city during the riots. But if you are an hourly worker and you have a basic home without a home security system or some sort of guard set up, you are stuck while people marauded through Richmond. And you know, we've got, I don't know if you've been to this website where these really radical nuts are threatening to tear up the entire country this weekend on Flag Day. They're claiming that it's Donald Trump's birthday and that's, you know, that he's some sort of tyrant, when in fact what he's doing is having a parade for the Army to celebrate 250 years of the Army. Yep. I mean, very legitimate thing to do. These people are telling us to our face very proudly they're going to do it again, and they're going to do it in Richmond. They're going to do it up in Northern Virginia. Yesterday, Jeff, I had meetings in Northern Virginia, did big press conference, and also went into D.C., and it dawned on me, it's not going to cost $45 million to have that big military parade. It didn't cost you money to march the Army down Pennsylvania Avenue. It cost you $45 million to set up barricades like we're back in Baghdad, Iraq, to try to keep the crazy Democrat leftists from setting everything on fire and killing innocent people. That's why we're spending all that money, and we should be mad about it. The decent citizens should be mad about it.
Absolutely. Are you getting that sense as you travel the Commonwealth? And let me remind everybody, John Reed is joining us. John is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, and in a rare opportunity, and I've mentioned this to you, John, I'm always happy to chat with you and chat with the folks who are on what I would consider my team, but I would be thrilled to chat with whoever it is the Democrats decide to put forward as well, because there's a lot to talk about. But are you getting the same sense as you travel the Commonwealth that people are just sick and tired of getting the bill for this terrible behavior?
I think people are tired of it. I think people are also beginning to see the pattern, like, oh, let me figure this out. A Republican in the White House, and let's be honest, it isn't just Donald Trump. They did this with George W. Bush, remember?
Yep.
Remember Occupy Wall Street and all of that garbage where they would – I mean, I used to go to the Senate and get spit on while I was walking from the subway to my office in the Senate by these horrible people who thought they could intimidate me. I mean, you wonder why I've got the attitude I've got where I'm not going to be bullied. That's one of the reasons, is every day that I went to work in Washington to try to work for the people of Virginia on behalf of George Allen, I had people harassing me near Union Station who were big-time Democrat leftists. And you know what? At first I was like, oh, let me listen to them. And now it didn't take long for me to go, they're not interested in actually engaging in a conversation. They want to bully me and other people like me into silence and to complacency so that they can take over. Well, heck no, I'm not allowing that to happen. And if I become lieutenant governor, unlike these Democrats, I'm going to stand up for the cops boldly, loudly, every single day, and I'm going to protect everybody, whether you're a rich person in Windsor Farms or whether you are in a housing project. Everyone deserves to go to bed at night in Richmond, Virginia, and across the Commonwealth and not be worried about being attacked by radicals.
I have to ask if you have any sense what your friends on the left are going to do on Tuesday. You know, LeVar Stoney obviously has campaigned quite extensively around the Commonwealth. He was just here recently to blame his predecessor, Dwight Jones, for the water crisis, claimed it didn't happen.
How absurd is that?
Right?
I saw that, Jeff. I thought, wow, this guy has to go back to Dwight Jones, and he was mayor for 8 years? I mean, do you think anybody's going to buy that garbage? That's crazy.
It's insane. But I will tell you, the state senator from Virginia Beach, Mr. Rouse, was also campaigning in town and, you know, making a play for Richmond. Do you get any sense what it is that they are going to do on their side, or are you just ramped up and ready any way they slice it?
Oh, I'm ready for any of them. You know, there's six Democrats who are running, three of them relatively well-known, you know, elected officials, and three who are not well-known. And I'll warn everybody, that shows me that the Democrats are serious. I mean, they are raising millions of dollars for the lieutenant governor's job.
Yeah.
I'm begging everybody for $10 here, $10 there. If you go to my website, you'll see.
Right.
I'm asking regular people to try to give me some money, johnreedforvirginia.com. But the Democrats are really getting corporate money. They're going to California. They're going to New York. They're taking this seriously. They want to take over Virginia, and I'm going to be one of the people standing in the way, whoever they send. But they're all radicals. I mean, all of them want to do away with your right to work and force you to join a union. Mm-hmm. All of them have talked about raising the minimum wage, which, of course, sounds like a great idea until you lose your job because no one can afford it.
Mm-hmm.
And quite frankly, I'm waiting to see how they're going to deal with the fallout from the riots in L.A. and this weekend. And I'm betting that they're going to try to pretend that their people aren't behaving badly because they don't have the guts to say, let's all obey the law. Let's all protect each other. We can debate and argue things. We're not all going to agree. But they just don't have the guts to do it because they're part of the radical movement and they have to be stopped.
Fair enough. Hey, John, remind everybody of that website, nice and slow.
Okay, yeah. It's johnreedforvirginia.com, all spelled out. You know, R-E-I-D is my last name, johnreedforvirginia.com. And I'm jealous that Heidi has been overseas. You said she was in London?
She was in London. She was in Liverpool. She went to this little town called Whitby. I don't know exactly where it is, but apparently they make a really wonderful bottle of gin. And yes, she will be back early tomorrow morning.
Love it. I've had to suspend all my travel during the campaign, which I'm willing to do because it's worth it to save Virginia. But I am a little jealous to hear about those adventures. That's great. Tell her hi for me.
I will do that. And by the way, if you're feeling left out, you could pick her up like 12:30, 1 o'clock this morning. You go for it. She'll be happy to see you, too.
No. How very thoughtful of you. I'll get back to you if my schedule opens up, Jeff. You're always thinking of me.
Always thinking of you, my friend. Thank you, John. That is John Reed. He is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. And I will remind you, there is an open invitation to everybody, who is seeking this statewide office, governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general. Please feel free to drop by. We would love to chat with you. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. .452, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. Yep. All right. Getting a lovely text here on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. You know that one of my favorite places is For the Love of Chocolate in Carytown. Oh, love them. And I love them even more because, you know, they stepped up a couple of months back. They said, listen, we love what you do with the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honors. And we would like to give you some gift certificates to include with the prize package, gift package. So they did. And now, they're in the market, apparently, for a shed. And so they're going to be heading down to see my pal Ryan Porter at Picture Perfect Sheds. Yeah, Picture Perfect Sheds is an amazing operation. Ryan's a great guy. And it's not, you know, it's not just Picture Perfect Sheds, it's Picture Perfect Pools. I guess it's kind of Picture Perfect Porter. I'm being charitable, though. But, you know, that's Heidi's musical chalet came from Picture Perfect Sheds. So I will just say to my friends, and for the love of chocolate, I'm going to text my friend Ryan Porter at Picture Perfect Sheds to let him know that you'll be reaching out to him. And hopefully you'll, get something together. I think it'll be great. It'll absolutely be great. It's interesting. Now, I want to remind you that tomorrow morning, we're just chatting with John Reed, who, as you know, used to do the morning show, was the host of Richmond's Morning News for a number of years. And now Richmond's Morning News is hosted by Rich Herrera. And Rich is doing an excellent job. Tomorrow morning, Rich is at 7:35 going to be chatting with the sheriff of the city of Richmond, Antoinette Irving. Well, I would urge you to be listening. I will tell you that I will be listening. I would love to hear what is said. In fact, I'm looking forward to hearing what is said. There were a couple of folks, Jeff, well, you know, there's so many people just hate the sheriff. I don't hate her at all. In fact, I will tell you, I've met her personally twice. And she's quite a nice person in person. I have no problem with her as a person. I have a problem with her as the sheriff. I have a problem with the administration of that agency. I have a problem with the terrible, terrible, out-of-control budget. I have a problem with judges who apparently do not feel safe in their courtrooms. I have a problem with inmates dying in her custody. That's what I have a problem with. And so that is why I will be listening tomorrow morning at 7:35 to Richmond's Morning News. It is 4:56. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.